Land art, or earth art, is defined as art that is made directly in the landscape, sculpting the land itself into earthworks or making structures in the landscape using natural materials such as rocks or twigs, basically all made from biodegradable materials. This exhibit is spread along trails that wind around a wooded hillside in the town of Springdale, just west of Verona. It's the fifth such exhibit in the sanctuary that's been held every 2 years, beginning in 2013. One thing that makes this exhibit unique is that the Natural Path Sanctuary is a green cemetery, where to date, more than 100 people have been buried, some with markers and others not. So, as you wander through the woods to see the art, you may also pass grave markers, or open, empty graves that have been dug for burials that may happen soon. So you should be aware that burials may be taking place, and it's important when you come to view the exhibit that you be respectful of people who may be there to bury a loved one. Near the top of the hill, you'll come across a multi-dimensional piece titled Dandelion Love. Artist Iris Nguyen says part of her purpose in creating this piece was to defend dandelions.
We want to let people know that they have purpose, just like we have purpose in this life. And there's amazing things about them to know, because, you know, we have commercial, you know, trying to kill them for decades. So that's what people see when they see dandelion, like, we gotta get rid of them. But they have a purpose, and it's pretty much there to tell you that the land needs healing. And the reason they're there is they're trying to nurture the soil back to its perfect state.
In the center of this piece is an upright log with a laser-cut wooden wood nymph with delicate fairy's wings standing on top of it. She's carrying what at first looks like a parasol over her shoulder, but when you look closely, you see that it's a dandelion. Painted on the log using walnut oil-based paints is a message from the dandelions. When the soil is harmoniously balanced, then I have fulfilled my purpose. You will no longer find me there anymore. Right on the edge of the sanctuary, just below a cornfield that the Farley Center has just purchased with plans to restore it to prairie, you'll find an installation titled The Butterfly Effect. It's the work of Katrina Kruger and her boyfriend Billy Morgan. It almost looks like a wigwam made of branches woven together, but artist Kruger says it's meant to be a chrysalis, and there is a huge butterfly emerging from it. Here's how Katrina says they created it.
To create the structural skeleton, we used untreated wooden popsicle sticks adhered by a natural adhesive made of baking soda, milk, water, and vinegar. We then sewed thin sticks with twine around the outside of the wings to create a more secure structure. The body of the butterfly was created with various branches held together by twine. To finish the butterfly, we used milk paint to create the popping colors that butterflies are best known for. We welcome you to enjoy the butterfly effect and ponder what inspires your own transformation and its influence on each other and our world.
If you walk down the path from the butterfly effect towards the bottom of the hill, you'll find a huge spiral of branches and thick wooden vines woven together around a tall tree. The piece is called simply Turn. It's the work of Mona Cassis and her husband Steve Heuer. Steve explains the piece this way.
People say life is a circle. It really is, in my mind, more of a spiral, because it's not really returning, it's moving forward. And, you know, there's seasons and there's patterns. We go through that through our lives. But the spiral, I think, is more of a dynamic shape that kind of embodies that, you know, the dynamic aspect of life, that even though there's patterns and a cyclical nature to it, it's also kind of moving us and the rest of the world and the rest of our community forward. So that's kind of where the idea is. And I kind of also thought, and I knew this was going to be in the sanctuary where, you know, this is a cemetery, and the idea of maybe like an image of a spirit coming out of the ground and moving on, you know, that kind of fit with the location.
Woven into the spiral are flowers and cattails, and right in the middle, hanging from slender strings at the center of the spiral, are 8 blown eggs. When there's a breeze, they clatter together. Mona Cassis says she added the eggs because she wants the piece to engage all 5 senses.
I like the idea of the whole piece not just being something for your visual, but for like all the senses, hearing, and I'm hoping to get something that will smell for the, you know, some lavender or something, and then it's visual, sound, smell. I don't think anyone's going to eat it, but...
No tasting here.
No tasting here. But just something for all the senses.
So that's a taste of the Rooted in the Land art exhibit, awaiting you when you drive out to the Farley Center to take it all in. The exhibit is open from dawn to dusk, 7 days a week, through the end of October. Be aware that the weather is likely to have an impact on these biodegradable installations, so depending on storms, wind, and rain, you may find the pieces in various stages of, well, biodegrading. But many artists may be coming out to repair them during the course of the exhibit. For WORT News, I'm Gil Halstead.